From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Barry Cloyd. He's performing as part of the Songs from the Woods concert series tonight at 7 p.m. at the Peoria Park District's Noble Center. Barry, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Jen. Thank you very much, Nathan, for having me back.
Barry, you've performed as a professional musician for many, many, many years, and you've toured all over the country and performed internationally as well. What is it that keeps you coming back to a local performance like this year after year?
Oh, this is a home concert for me. First of all, I love Forest Park for many reasons, and the Forest Park Nature Center folks have been just very kind to me. I've been doing this show for 13 or 14 years now, this particular concert series, and they asked me back. So, you know, and it's great fun, and it gives me the chance to play with some wonderful friends and great musicians in a band format, a five-piece in this case, which I don't get to do when I'm touring. I'm tours mostly as a solo, so lots of things bring me home. It's a good thing.
Now, we were talking before the interview, and you were saying that you've taken advantage of the Forest Park Nature Center, and that's often, if not a source of inspiration for you, it's at least the location where you're able to get the inspiration.
Yes, and taken advantage in the best of terms, hopefully. I do hike a lot. I walk a lot and exercise as much as I can and get outside. It's inspirational for me to get outside. And I go literally song walking, in quotes. I go looking for songs, go looking for song ideas. And locally, the place that I usually go is Forest Park. And there are a lot of songs in those woods. Over the years, I've just gotten many ideas that I can use and turn into songs. And part of that is just getting away by yourself without the distractions, letting your mind wander and paying attention to your thoughts. And if something's any good at all, you write it down. Never know.
And Barry, when you talk about songwriting, you're not taking your guitar with you. You have a pen and a piece of paper, correct?
When I go walking like that, yes. I mean, many times I have an instrument, and if I have an instrument with me and I can easily take it, yeah, I'll do it. But that usually doesn't happen when I'm out in the woods looking for song lines until I get home. And then if something sounds like it might be worth messing with, I'll pick up an instrument and see what happens. You never know.
The Songs from the Woods series is usually at Forest Park Nature Center. This concert is being moved to the Noble Center. Can you talk a little bit about that venue and how does that change the concert? Does it create new opportunities?
Well, we'll find out how it changes the concert. I'm not real sure. Actually, this is the first time they've ever used it for this type of show. And so we get to be a guinea pig, which is okay. They wanted to move the show to there mainly because we've sold out in the past, and you can only pack a limited number of folks into that wonderful little A-frame space. And so they're trying a little bigger venue, and that's going to be used whenever they feel they need it for shows that they feel they can have a little bigger draw for. So it's an honor to do it, and we're looking forward to it. It's a very nice space. It's an auditorium. With a nice high ceiling. There is a stage, but we're going to be down on the floor, sort of in the round with everybody. We like to be down there with the folks.
And I'm just curious. I mean, I've performed in the round in a theatrical context. How does the staging change the performing experience for you as a musician, and how does it change the experience of the audience?
We're going to find out. Actually, it's not completely in the round. It's about three quarters. And so that gives you the same sort of sight lines with the audience that you'd have in a proscenium stage presentation. But this is just a little bit more intimate. We're going to have folks kind of all around us, hopefully, and pretty much all around us and up close and personal, which is one of the things I really like the most about that Forest Park space. You're very close to the people, and it's a real intimate setting. And that's a great thing for a performer, particularly when people come to a show like this. They come to listen. They're not there to buy drinks or, you know, talk with their friends, which is okay in the right setting. But this is a listening room, and that's what we're going to try to translate into the auditorium at the Noble Center.
And Barry, you do have a significant following here in Central Illinois and beyond.
Scary.
But for people who aren't familiar with your style, can you unpack that and talk about some of your influences and how you've developed your style over the years?
Sure. Well, I've been playing guitar since I was six, and I'm years old now. I've been playing for a long time, and as a result, I've had a chance to listen to lots and lots of people, lots of wonderful singer-songwriters over the years. And all of those people that you would think from the beginning of the what they call the singer-songwriter era, the James Taylors, all of those people, those were all influences, and they're all wonderful performers. And that ability, hopefully, to reach out and touch people on a personal level by including the wider view in a song is what I try to get to, and it's an ongoing process, and it's never perfect, but things seem to be moving along okay, and the songwriting process is one that you're never really sure if you've got it down or not until there's a final product, and even then you really don't know until you hear someone else talk about that. So as far as a following goes, I thank you all, whoever you may be, and I sure hope you come to the show because we're going to have a good time.
Talk a little bit about the band that you've put together for this show, because this is not your band that you travel with and record with. You've put them together for this performance.
Right. Some of the folks are guys that I've worked with for a very long time, and I'll mention their names. T.J. Jones is a world percussion guy who plays flutes and whistles and blues harp and all kinds of things. He's got about six hands. But he's been with me for a long time in all kinds of various venues. And Tony Crow is my bass player. Tony's a terrific player and a dear friend for many years. Many of you know Tony from the Robin Crow Band around the area. And the two newest members are Tom Abbott. Tom has played with all kinds of people, including the Flying Dorito Brothers. And Tom's a dear friend and a wonderful player. And the newest member is my new drummer, Jimmy Willis. Jimmy plays with Dave Chasten. He's toured the country. Terrific guy and terrific player. And that's the band as it is right now. And it's always fun to put a band together because you never know what you're going to come up with. Mm-hmm. And I've been very, very happy with the way these guys not only have listened and really gotten into the music, they all seem to really like it. And that means a lot because you can't give your heart and soul to something if you have problems with it. You know what I mean? And this is working real well. It's a lot of fun and nice folks, and they've all got real good followings on their own. And I hope some of those folks come to the show.
And how much time do you have to work together as a band before the show? And how much of it do you just have to put together live in the moment?
Oh, we wing every bit of it. No, we've been rehearsing once a week for about a month now at my house. And in the winter, my touring schedule slows down, so I'm at home more and I get a chance to write and do things like this and work with more guys, more people. And that has been going very well. So we, you know, with the quality of musicians that I have in this band, you don't need to work for months. You need to work for a few times, and they get it. And as long as they're familiar with how the music goes and the changes that are unusual, because the music's a little different, then it works. It works great, and these guys are super. And I'm looking really, really looking forward to playing with them.
And Barry, you mentioned that the musicians have responded very well to your songs and the songs that you've written. What's it like for you taking off your performer hat and putting on your songwriter hat to take one of these songs that you're very used to performing in the solo capacity and to share it with a band?
That's a really good question. It's a little scary because, you know, when I don't think about when I'm writing something, I don't think about how difficult it's going to be for the band to translate that or to get it. And there might be key changes, there might be tempo changes, there might be stops and starts, there's dynamic stuff that's in my head, but I never write that down. It just happens. It develops. And so becoming the director is a little bit out of my bailiwick. I'm not real good at telling people what to do. And so that takes a little adjustment on my part. But once again, I hearken back to the fact that these are really good musicians. And the key to it is listening. So that's it. And these guys listen really well. So I'm very fortunate.
Now, you're playing several instruments during this concert.
All at the same time.
Can you describe the differences between the guitars that you're playing and any other instruments that you're going to be
sure.
playing?
Oh, sure. Well, I use about 18 different tunings and all kinds of different capo positions, and it gets a little confusing, so I have to have notes for every song, and the band has to have notes as to what keys we're in and things like that. Well, I've been playing guitar for a long time, and so I've experimented with nearly every kind of guitar that's out there. And I'll be playing acoustics, not only 6-string but 12-string, and different tunings, and electric as well, and also a dobro slide guitar with the dobro with slide technique, like delta slide kind of stuff. And I'll be playing five-string banjo. I'm bringing along my Mando banjitar, which is a bit of a mutt. It's
okay.
A bit of a hybrid.
You have to explain what a Mando banjitar is.
Well, it's an instrument that you play like a five-string banjo. It has a little banjo head in the center of it, but it has a solid body like an electric guitar, and the pickups and electronics of an electric guitar, and it looks like the body looks like a Gibson F5 mandolin, a big one. So it's a combination of a mandolin, banjo, and guitar. But you play it like it's really an electric banjo, but that's just my name for it because it looks kind of weird. But
so,
anyway.
So how many instruments will you have as you're going through the concert?
About six.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a small load this time.
Now, I know that when you've been with us in the past, often you've been working on an album or you've just finished one. So I'm curious, are you working on the next album now?
Yes. Southland has been out for over a year, and it's doing real well. And I've got a couple of other songs that I've started to record. Wrote a new one just the other day. Actually, it was New Year's Eve was when they got finished. But that's the latest one, and there's a four or five more in the works. But I've got two right now that are pretty well done, and, you know, who knows? You always have to give the previous one some time to get out there and for people to know about it. And that's what I'm doing right now. But I'm always thinking about the next one.
We've been talking with Barry Cloyd about his concert tonight, part of the Songs from the Woods concert series with the Peoria Park District. The concert begins tonight at 7 o'clock at the Noble Center on North University in Peoria. Barry, have a great show.
Thank you so much, Nathan. Thanks, Jen, for having me.
Also this weekend, the Hilltop String Quartet has a concert tomorrow night. The members are all students at Bradley University. They're performing two quartets, one by Haydn and one by Edvard Grieg. That concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Dingeldine Music Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.